Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting the entire family quality footwear for the entire family generation after generation since 1894. Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. In Huron County, a high-stakes criminal sexual conduct case is now locked into a jury trial. Mark Wesley Rolfe has pleaded not guilty to three counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct with allegations dating back to 2006 through 2008 in Bad Axe. The court has set a firm trial date for August 25th, 2026 at 9 a.m., pre-trial proceedings are on a tight leash, with the judge imposing strict deadlines for all motions, defense notices, and plea negotiations. After a specific cutoff date, only pleas to all counts and any habitual charges will be accepted, significantly narrowing the defendant's options. Adding to the pressure, prosecutors indicated they might seek to add more charges and witnesses, potentially increasing the defendant's exposure. The defense, opting for a jury trial, has not yet requested a Walker hearing, signaling a direct challenge on the merits. Rolfe remains free on bond on a $50,000 cash or surety bond. This case is shaping up for a significant courtroom battle next summer. This summer. And Daniel Nass, the repeat offender, sealed a plea deal that could land him behind bars for years. Nass admitted guilt to his third operating while intoxicated charge, compounded by a habitual offender status. The incident unfolded on January 27th in Hume Township, where Nass was found operating a vehicle after consuming several beers. A blood test later confirmed his intoxication at .137. This isn't Nash's first brush with the law, and his record includes multiple prior OWI convictions dating back to 1987, alongside a 2016 felony for domestic violence. Under the terms of the agreement, prosecutors will not pursue additional habitual offender charges, and if available to him, the prosecutor does not object to enrollment in TRRC. However, the stakes remain high. Nash now faces a maximum of 7.5 years in prison, significant fines, mandatory vehicle immobilization, and other penalties. His sentencing is set for April 27th, where the court will consider a pre-sentencing investigation report. Nash remains free on bond. Nash remains free on bond on a $30,000 personal recognizances bond, but must report to adult probation immediately. When we come back after this Buckley Shoes sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
That time of year again, when warm, dry feet become important to us. Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and I have a great selection of boots, shoes, and slippers to keep your feet warm and dry. We carry warm winter boots from Spring Footwear and Toe Warmers, waterproof shoes and hiking boots from Dansko, Keen, and Merrill. Slippers have been an essential part of our life with all the wood floors we walk on. We have Strive and Old Fan and Spring Comfort slippers, all with great support and comfort. Buckley Shoes, downtown Bad Axe. That time of year again, when warm, dry feet become important to us. Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and I have a great selection of boots, shoes, and slippers to keep your feet warm and dry. We carry warm winter boots from Spring Footwear and Toe Warmers, waterproof shoes and hiking boots from Dansko, Keen, and Merrill. Slippers have been an essential part of our life with all the wood floors we walk on. We have Strive and Old Fan and Spring Comfort slippers, all with great support and comfort. Buckley Shoes, downtown Bad Axe.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, in a swift legal turn from a Michigan courtroom, Scott Merritt Galbraith has owned up to probation violations. He admitted to consuming alcohol and possessing a controlled substance, Norco, sidestepping a full hearing, but the consequences are stark. Galbraith now faces up to a decade in prison. His sentencing is set for March 23rd, 2026 at 9 a.m. Until then, he remains on bond, monitored by a tether, as the court awaits a crucial updated report that will help seal his fate. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe.